right, 25 minutes before 10 o'clock. Pennsylvania is, and I don't know really much about the Amish folks, but are they isolated from the rest of us as far as their economy? Do they have, are they doing it right? And can we learn something from the way they do it?
They're definitely, they're an organic society. They definitely have a lot of that, and they're some of the best farmers in the country because they know how to value land, and they buy very good land, and their crops are compatible with modern chemical and fertilizer and all that. But I mean, I don't think they've succeeded in actually isolating themselves from society in general, because they do suffer from a lot of the same problems of drugs, of violence. It's not all that it's cut out to be. We live nearby Lancaster, which is sort of the capital of the whole Amish thing, and so, there definitely are problems. I don't think they've succeeded in doing everything right, because they're in the modern world. The modern world influences them as well.
When we come back, I want to kind of be more fair to the book than we've been. We've kind of just been picking your brain so far. So we'll come back and kind of get some of the things you outline in the book as far as how we can maybe get back to a place where we have order. I don't know. And again, I always look at the world two different ways. There's the world, and then there's my world. And I can't change the world. I can only change my world. And so we'll talk about whether I can actually change the world by changing my world. We'll take a tiny break. Let's see, what do I have? I have about a minute. So we'll take about a minute break, and we'll be right back. All right, John Horvath II is on the phone. The book is called Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society. The book has won 9 awards, it says right on the cover. Where we've been, how we got here, and where we need to go. All right, let's be more fair to the book so that the listeners know what's in the book exactly. John, the notes that were sent to me wanted me to ask you about the legalization of drugs. Is that just a small part of the book?
No, the book really doesn't deal with that specifically. It just says, the notes there just talk about an application of something in the book, the frenetic intemperance that I was talking about before. But
okay.
It's really not part of the book.
That's what I wondered about. Okay, I didn't pick up on that either.
Sometimes you could go off script, no problem.
Sometimes my notes are confusing to me, because I'm not really sure why the notes say one thing when I got something totally different from the book.
Right.
Although I guess I could see the point of what it's trying to say. So what are we doing wrong? When did we start doing something wrong? And are we doing everything wrong?
No, I don't think we're doing everything wrong. I think there's definitely hope. And I would mention two things. I think there is a backlash of people who don't like this type of frenzied economy, and are looking for solutions and actually finding solutions. A lot of niche markets and people of wineries, microbreweries, I think, is just incredible. Something like 40 years ago, there were 60 breweries in the country, industrial breweries, and they were used to make pretty bad beer. And now we have something like 3,500 of these places, and they're making a lot of them are making very, very, very good beer, and it has a lot of character, and has that's what people want. So you see a lot of a backlash of people that are getting involved in cheeses and wines and bourbons and just these little things that allow the person to express themselves in the economy and not just be part of a machine of sorts. So
mm-hmm.
I think there are those niche markets. I would even mention talk radio. I mean, it is something that just came out of the blue, because there wasn't too much going on before that.
It's very organic. I mean, if you think about it, we're just chatting the way we would do over a coffee table,
yeah.
But we're allowing people to listen in on it and to join in on it if they want to.
And everybody it's a relationship. It's really great. It's not just the national news coming out of Washington or New York City. It's something that's local, and you can talk about local things, and people like it. I mean, it's great.
Yeah. And in another way, Robin and I do music, and we have decided to not use amplifiers, to just do acoustic music and give a little ambiance to a room. It's not about doing a show. It's about giving something to the people in that place. And that's, mm-hmm. to me, that's...
Yeah, there are a lot of things like that out there. I mean, it's amazing. You see it, and you gave a very good example. I mean, it's people, it's a backlash, and I think it's very important.
So that as opposed to, I guess, the big machine things. But the big machine thing, it's very hard to argue with success when somebody has, you go on you're in your canoe, and you have to avoid the wake of the $6 million yacht.
Yes.
And you say, you know, I can't even afford a John boat, let alone a yacht.
Yeah, right.
Right. I think that's pretty good. I think the second component of that is that, you know, the world economy is in bad straits, and these huge solutions really aren't solutions anymore. They're really falling into major problems. And, you know, I think we're going to need to look to return to order and to find solutions for that, you know, as time goes on, because there are major, major problems in world economy and the way it's working out.
And the people need to move forward. We just can't keep holding on to events and different elements that happened in the past. I mean, people need to move forward, and they need to recognize people that are able to be contributors to improving everything instead of them thinking they can do it all themselves.
Right. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's amazing the potential of people. You know, when you if you're in education or something like that, you just become amazed if they're allowed to and they're encouraged to go ahead. They will.
Habitat for Humanity is a great example of an organization that I think has an economy within their organization that does it right. They don't charge interest for their loans. Mm-hmm. They do other things to help raise money. But I'm wondering if that example could be used in the big world, in the rest of the world. I mean, how would a bank even exist if they didn't have interest on their loans?
Right. I mean, there are certain the whole thing of interest is a question that is very debated. And, you know, there are certain what they call just titles, intrinsic titles, extrinsic titles to interest that are moral and can be justified. So it's not as if all interest needs to be abolished. But I think the emphasis today is so much on just getting your loans and getting it now and just, you know, you have to have this loan, you have to have this, you have to have that. Whereas before, persons learn to delay their gratification that is certainly a much more healthy model than the one we have today.
Do you know the story in the Bible when Jesus turns over the tables and he's upset? He says, "You've made my temple a den of thieves." Mm-hmm. I don't know how much profit those guys were making on whatever they were selling.
Yeah.
But I often wondered. I mean, is Jesus even okay with any profit? I mean, is he okay with us working and selling whatever we've made for a little bit more than it cost us to make it?
Yeah, there's a whole theory, what they call just price theory and just wage theory, and you know that a just price, there are a lot of factors that enter into it, and some of it is supply and demand. If it is scarce, you can charge more, but all these come from a balance, and the balance is often found in what I call the self-regulating mechanisms in society, faith, family, and community. When you live in a community and part of a family and profess a moral code, it gives you the elements to determine price and what is a just price and helps you, you know, in that regard. And today what we've had is those elements are taken out, and a person has to compete with the world. You know, if you're making something, you have to compete with China or wherever or all over the world. It's just really not a fair playing field.
John, if you are okay with phone calls, I'll take one. Are you okay with phone calls? Okay. John Horvat, again, is our guest. The book is called Return to Order. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes, how you doing? I'm enjoying the segment this morning.
Thank you.
And I like everything Alex is saying and y'all are saying. It goes back what the Bible says, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, if we can get back to the basics and to care for one another as Christ cared for us. And I think things will kind of turn around, you know. Things are going to happen, changes are coming, but still, if we can get back to the basics of moral values and, like I say, not trying to take from everyone and just give ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a better place.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, thank you for the call. That's a good observation.
You know, it's really the only place we can go, because if we go the other way, it's just going to be much, much worse. We have to return to an order. And that's pretty much the whole point of my book was that, is that when we're in a crisis, the first place we look is toward order. We go back home, we reconnect with community, we reconnect with God. It is sort of the default position for us, and a return to order is a return to that default position.
And again, it's hard to change the world, but I can change my world. But if enough people got on board with the principles you're outlining in the book, and the principles that are outlined in the Bible as far as how to treat one another and do business with one another, then I guess
definitely no. It's exactly that. I've always maintained it's not history isn't decided by majorities, but by impassioned minorities who influence the majority.
Yeah,
We have to be part of that impassioned minority to say, no, we need to return to order.
Yeah. Let's see. Before we say goodbye, let's get a website. I have a copy of the book, by the way. It's called Return to Order. Call me if you'd like the copy that was sent to us, and the rest of us have to go buy it. Do you have a website, John?
We do. Actually, it's returntoorder.org.
Okay.
Returntoorder.org. And I just wanted to mention, we just put out a paperback edition of the book. And we have some free copies there. If you want to go to the website, you can get a free copy.
All right, returntoorder.org. John, yes. Thank you for being on the air with us again today. Have a great rest of the summer.
It's been great. God bless.
All right, we'll take a break. Be right back.